From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. There's been a delay in the trial of a former Arizona lawmaker accused of the shooting death of a jeweler in Excursion Inlet. Jury selection was supposed to start Monday morning in Mark Anthony DeSimone's case, but the prosecution revealed that they had just recovered old evidence that the defense has not yet been able to see. DeSimone is accused of shooting 34-year-old Dulio Antonio Rosales twice in the back of the head in May 2016. DeSimone faces two counts of second-degree murder and one count each of first-degree murder, manslaughter, and criminally negligent homicide. In the preparation for the trial, the prosecution said they had just discovered a second interview between investigators and a key witness in the case. Out of fairness to DeSimone's defense, the prosecution agreed to an additional hearing Tuesday morning to determine whether the information is important for use during trial or if it should be suppressed. DeSimone served in the Arizona House of Representatives until he was forced to resign. He was arrested in June 2008 for assaulting his wife while his young daughter watched. Alaska Airlines has announced a new policy to limit emotional support animals on airplanes. A passenger is already required to have a letter from a mental health professional and a health certificate for the animal. But starting May 1st, they'll also need a signed affidavit that the animal is trained to behave in public and that the owner accepts liability for its actions. And they'll have to provide all of this to the airline at least 48 hours before the flight. Alaska Airlines spokesman Tim Thompson said the changes are in response to increasing problems with emotional support animals on planes.
We've had incidents of barking or animals running up and down the aisles. In some cases, they've bitten customers, they've bitten employees.
The new policy does not affect certified service animals, which are typically dogs helping owners with physical disabilities. The new restrictions only apply to animals assisting emotional, psychiatric, cognitive, or psychological disabilities. The policy change also limits the kind of animals allowed.
So now we're not allowing amphibians, goats, animals with tusks, horns, hooves. There is an exception for trained miniature horses.
That's on top of the animals already prohibited by the airline, including hedgehogs, ferrets, insects, rodents, snakes, or spiders. And a construction project on Franklin Street will disrupt some downtown bus routes for about 2 weeks. In a news release, Capital Transit says it will temporarily discontinue bus routes to the downtown library and the stops at Franklin, Front, and 4th Streets. Franklin Street will be closed to through traffic during the construction. Looking at weather today, rain with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows around 40. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.